it short. A short two maybe now, and you can bet Maddox with the spread offense. They're going to go for it again. Ryan Horowski to the right, number 14, Matt Borkowski to the left of quarterback McVay.
McVay going for the hard count now, looks back to the sidelines. For direction, we have a second time on call by Maddox of this first half. With a score of 6-0. Novell leaving the hatchets, but Ben McVay and the hatchets trying to get on the board for the first time tonight.
Absolutely, Coach Durr desperately wants to get a first down here. He wants to tie this ball game. And again, we talked about this last week. He can't go home with the timeouts anyway, so he might as well use them. He's drawn up a place where everybody knows what page they're on. Wouldn't be surprised if he goes through a hard count again, and he almost has to go to a screen pass unless he feels like those linebackers are starting to release a little bit. But Ryan Horowski had no room to run so far, mostly because there has been nowhere to go. But the screen pass has been there. They've gotten 6 or 8 yards on the first completion, and the other opportunity had a chance to score. So wouldn't be surprised if Ben McVay opens it up and throws it. Otherwise, it may be a read option, trying to get them 3 yards and hope your offensive line can create a hole.
They send number 7, Jared Subic, wide to the left, 2 receivers to the right, and McVay keeps it for himself, trying to get forward. He might be close in the first time mark, but I believe he is short by a yard, and he was stopped by Robbie Stewart, defensive tackle, 6'4", 283-pound senior, committed to go to Central Michigan after his senior year, and they're going to want to measure this one.
The quarterback of Ben McVay, he tries to get upfield as quickly as possible, actually runs into one of his offensive linemen and tries rolling around him. That may have been just enough of a momentum stopper where he needs it just a hair short, but it's going to be really close, and here comes the chain gang.
That actually is 3 yards. Looks like we got 2.5, maybe to 3. They're going to make sure the chain gang comes all the way across the field on an absolutely beautiful night in Maddox, Michigan. They stretch around, looks like short by that much, about 2 feet. So it's a turnover now with 3:38 left in the first quarter. Gives the ball back to Novell after Novell set that drive up for Maddox with an interception in their first play.
Yeah, the defense, Maddox gets a response, gets a stop just with the back order. Puts him in great field position and can't find a way to get one first down to keep the drive going to put the pressure on Novell. And just like that, Novell gets off the field again and their offense gets a new chance to take a big lead.
Just one touchdown tonight through 8.5 minutes of play in the second week of the MHSA regular season. 11-man football. Clark Ramsey, Dave Mason, Ben Cole, and Taylor O'Neill is your broadcast.
Well, you can bet while the quarterback was on the sideline there for Novell, you can certainly be sure he's going to tell him, I would much rather you take a sack or run for that first down or run for it. Don't throw it to the other team like that. So don't be surprised if Saginaw comes out with a run player to your Clark.
First play from line of scrimmage is a handoff to the left side to Kaligowski, and he is brought down in the backfield by number 34, Ryan Holeski. That is the loss inside of the 10-yard line all the way to the 9 for a loss of 4. Maybe even 5 yards in play. Second down, 15 to go.
Yeah, Bailey, I had an in on that play as well. Both the linebackers and get out there to make a play. The I formation that time as the quarterback for Novell was under center. He handed off to his running back to see nothing and kicked it outside. And Baddock showing some speed to make that play for a loss.
Well, he hands it off to his second option out of the backfield. It's across the 10-yard line, maybe to the 11. A gain of 2 yards in the play, brought down by
looking like 52, Brandon Earl. It looks like the first guy to make the play. There is a 65 out there, which we do not have.
We have a 65 on the roster. We'll have to find that one out. Okay, that is
Charlie Hass.
68. 3rd and 13, rolling to his right, looking to pass. Lobie, with time, now to run, and he is stopped dead in his tracks by Ryan Holeski, coming out of the tackle and absolutely dropping the quarterback in his tracks a loss of two on the play, now fourth and 14.
Yeah, that time FedEx defense putting the NFL in a situation where it's third and wrong, and everybody in the house knows that it's going to be a pass play. FedEx is secondary, held their ground, covered everyone, so the quarterback, again, not forcing it after that interception, decides to take off and run, and boy, he did not look out. His left peripheral vision there, because Ryan Halewski absolutely knocks him down.
From the 9-yard line, they punch, snap off, and we have a false start going to Jason Novell. So this is going to push him back even further, closer to the line of scrimmage in the end zone line, with a minute 41 left in this first quarter.
Well, we had our first disco night a lot earlier than we did last week, didn't we, Clark?
Yeah, it was a pretty clean game last week in our ugly, ugly USA game. Tonight, this week,
false start on the offense. We had
some trouble to get down. And a sideline warning.
So it's going to push the valley even further. Fourth down and 19 to go. The punt team is now fans here. Punter is 1 yard and 1 step from the back of the end zone. Good snap. The punt is away. It has no distance whatsoever and bounces out to the 30-yard line if they are lucky. And they're going to mark him down out of bounds at the 31. Nope, now he's backtracking to the 27-yard line. So yet again, good field position for the Hatchers.
Yeah, he got under that one, Clark. A lot of hang time and not a lot of distance as that ball fluttered down first. Coach Lear on the Bad X sideline. So the Bad X defense winning this field position battle, now just giving their offense yet another chance to get into the end zone. Well, again, less than 30 yards to go to pay dirt. They got to cash these in. These are the opportunities your defense provides, and you got to move the football. But first of all, they got to get themselves a first down.
So that is trying to get on the board. They trail 6-0 to Novell. A minute 34 left in the first quarter. First and 10, Hatchets, right to the Crosser Radio at Novell, 27-yard line. It's McVay for the keeper for himself, and Novell's Robbie Stewart jumps out of his tackle in the trenches and brings him down for a loss in play on this side of the 30-yard line. Back, actually, going to put him right at the 30-yard line. A loss of 3 seconds down, 13 yards to go. The first down marker is at the Novell 17-yard line.
Yeah, Maddox is going to have to keep two guys on Big 71 there because he blows right through the middle. And quarterback McVay, poor guy, he had nowhere to go except down. And Big 71 makes the play for Novell.
Four-year starter, Robbie Stewart for Novell. McVay hands it off to Ryan Halewski, who somehow cut his forward. Out to the original line of scrimmage, out to the 27-yard line. Cut down by Alexander Robo, linebacker, for Novell with 43 seconds left and counting in this first quarter.
Alexander Robo felt that one. Ryan Halewski hit him hard, but did enough to knock him down and keep him near the original line of scrimmage. Now third and long for Bad X.
Less than 30 seconds to play. Play call comes in from the sideline. There are next to the wristbands. Two wide each way. McVay conferring with Ryan Halewski in the backfield. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Novell 6, Bad X nothing. Ryan Halewski, the lone man, now man in motion to the left. And McVay's trying to run to his right, and he is brought down hard by number 67, Kyle Allen, the 6'2", 258-pound junior. And for another loss, and sets up a fourth down and 13 to go, and that is the end of the first quarter. With Bannex trailing Novell by 6 points. Novell with 6, Novell for Bannex with 0 on the WLW Sports Network.
If you need to make paying your monthly bills easier, ask Northstar Bank about their online bill pay. You can pay all of your bills from one centralized place, and that is easy.
Hi, this is Christy Bereton, e-business and retail specialist at Northstar Bank. Paying your bills is easy with our online bill pay. This free, secure service allows you to pay bills to anyone within the United States from one centralized place. Once you're set up with Northstar Bank's bill pay, you can easily view and schedule payments in advance to help better manage your money. You can even set up reoccurring payments to save yourself time and sign up for e-bills to view bills electronically with participating merchants. Make paying bills easier by visiting Northstar Bank today and ask about our free online bill pay.
Bill pay is available to online banking customers. Northstar Bank, guiding the way. Member FDIC.